You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's farmers market season in Wisconsin, with local markets reopening all over the state as things warm up. But with COVID-19, things look a little different. The Dane County Farmers Market had been held at the Capitol Square in Madison for decades. You could get all kinds of fresh veggies, meats, cheeses, flowers, and specialty products sold by the people who produce them. Organizers say it's the largest producer-only farmers market in the country. Then came COVID-19. Organizers eventually moved the Saturday morning tradition a few miles south to the Alliant Energy Center, where there's more room to spread out. Now it's back outdoors for another year, still at Alliant for now. Before you head over to check it out, there's some rules and procedures to check out. Jill Grundyke is co-manager of the Dane County Farmers Market. Jill, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Well, whether it's the Dane County Farmers Market in Madison or anywhere, why are farmers markets important to their local communities?
I mean, I often like to think of farmers markets as sort of hitting all of these goals and desires we have, especially in the 21st century. So farmers markets are sources of high quality, nutritious local foods. So fruits, vegetables, meats, cheeses, bakery goods as well. And then I think they're so important to our communities too, because of the source of connection we get and the community building that they bring to our region.
Now, the Dane County Market traditionally has the backdrop of the state capitol, a crowded audience in the square. A lot of people like this thing. What was it like moving it to a new venue?
I mean, to say the least, it was a little overwhelming. I mean, like so many other institutions and organizations, I mean, we were adapting and pivoting and coming up with new operations with days notice, with weeks notice. So it took a lot of organizational resources, but I mean, we pulled it off like so many other farmers markets in the area. But it's honestly been extremely heartening during our modified operations. You know, on the whole, they've been super successful, and our customers and our farmers are so excited that they still get to connect with each other during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Now, a lot of stores have shifted to curbside pickup, restaurants too, and you've been doing something along those lines. How does that work, given that there's so many different vendors to pick up from?
Yeah, so honestly, this is one of the first things that we tackled in March and April 2020, is we researched what's a good third-party platform that we can get our vendors on and our customers can order from a bunch of our vendors all at once in one transaction. And so we partnered with What's Good, which is a platform that works with farmers markets and farmers. And basically, customers can get onto our DCFM online store, browse what's available, check out within one transaction, and then they come to... So right now, we're doing a Wednesday local food pickup. And so if they order from our Wednesday store, they drive through and each vendor puts their pre-ordered products contactlessly in their vehicle. People also can actually pre-order for a Saturday market. Folks will just pick up those pre-ordered items on foot from each vendor at our market.
And I know a lot of people want to go back to the old-fashioned way of just wandering around at the market, but I understand this is pretty popular with some customers and vendors. Do you think this sort of curbside thing will stick around even when we're back to normal?
So I think this is a big question mark, is like what's the stickiness, so to speak, of these new ways of doing business? Are they going to stick around? So far, you know, we are interested in potentially continuing to do the pre-ordering, even when we move back to the Capitol Square. It's honestly been, we were sort of forced to innovate, but a lot of our vendors and a lot of our patrons have really enjoyed the ability to meal plan and guarantee they're going to get certain products at market.
Now, if I go to the 2021 Farmers Market now at the Alliant Energy Center, walk me through what to expect. What do I need to know? What am I going to see?
Yeah, so I guess the first thing I would want to notify people is that So we have moved locations at Alliant. So folks who came out last year will be familiar that we were at Willow Island at Alliant. But for the 2021 season, we are in the parking lot of the exhibition hall at Alliant Energy Center. So patrons can enter the main entrance of Alliant at Alliant Energy Center Way. And the market, as well as the customer parking, is right to your left. And so you'll turn left, park in any of the available parking spaces. And honestly, the market area is just a very short walk away from the parking. But patrons will see rows of vendors. So kind of a very traditional market layout, but they'll right around this time of year, they'll see about 50 to 55 of our farmers, bakers, and cheesemakers arranged in rows. Certainly they're physically distanced from each other per our operations plan with public health. But they can move in any direction, wander the market, and shop from our vendors. Certainly they'll see lots of signage on site, about our public health guidelines in place. So masks are required for patrons 5 years or older. And physical distancing is also in effect.
Now, farmers market's a big tradition, not just in Dane County, but around the state. Have you and your colleagues at other farmers markets been trading ideas and solutions and stealing them back and forth?
Honestly, that happened a lot early on. So last 2020 season, there was a lot of work both on the state level, and we're a part of sort of the national peer network of farmers markets. And there was a lot of sharing of certainly best practices, but also innovative ideas. Everybody was figuring stuff out all at once, and we definitely helped each other out.
As you look to the future, I don't think there's a date yet, but what kind of considerations are there as you hopefully want to return to the Capitol Square setting for the big market?
Yeah, so I know this is a question on so many folks' minds. We can't share an exact date of when we hope to reopen on the Capitol Square, but we are very confident we will return sometime during the 2021 season. And we are working very closely with both Capitol Police, who issues our permit for the Capitol Square, as well as Public Health Madison Dane County, to see exactly what parameters have to be in place so that we can safely reopen.
And Jill, maybe you're too busy working on the market to be able to appreciate it, but is there a seasonal produce that you're really looking forward to yourself?
So honestly, this time of year, because this is a quite early time of the year in terms of crop production. So people will mainly see fresh greens, but in all honesty, arugula is one of my favorite vegetables, and this is like an ideal time for arugula. Of course, I also can't wait for asparagus to come around in about the early May timeframe.
Jill, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Jill Grundyke is co-manager of the Dane County Farmers Market in Madison. We talked to her about the return of this year's market and some of the safety considerations facing markets around the state. It's being held not at the Capitol right now, but at the Alliant Energy Center's Exhibition Hall parking lot every Saturday starting at 7 a.m. You can shop online. We've got details at wpr.org/centraltime.